And now I'm joined once again with Pat Kelly. Good morning to you, Pat.
Morning, Debbie.
Now, Pat, we're going to talk a little bit about counselling and relaxation.
Grand, yeah.
And we spoke about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were talking to Susan on the line, and Susan suffers with anxiety, and you were going to have a chat with her, do a little bit of counselling and a bit of relaxation. So we're going to go over to Susan now and see how it went, to let other people know, for the first time visiting something like, I suppose yourself, going for counselling, because sometimes we still, people are a bit weary of it, and
absolutely, yeah,
you know, how is it going to help me or whatever. But yeah, we'll go over to Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Great. Now, Susan, we spoke to you 2 weeks ago, and we had Pat here in the studio, and you were saying you suffer a little bit with anxiety, and you felt you need to do a little bit of relaxation. So
yeah,
we sent you along to Pat, and you went for your first session. So tell us a little bit about how that went.
When I first went in, I was a little bit sceptical, kind of not really sure how it's going to go, and straight away I felt so comfortable, and I can't even explain, but when I left, I just felt so relaxed, so I didn't really care about anything, and usually I'm, you know, so worried and panicked and stressed, and I just felt so relaxed. I felt like I could really kind of deal with anything, and it was almost as if I felt like I didn't even really care, you know, like, yeah. Usually, like, I'd come home and, like, I'd be, you know, the baby would be running around and I'd be stressed, and I kind of just like, you know what, if he's running around, if the house's all over the place, you know, I don't really care, I'm relaxed. And it was just such a lovely feeling not to feel like I was worried for once, like.
So you went along, and sometimes it is a big step to go along to that first kind of counselling meeting and relaxation. So you went along, you didn't know what you were facing, and how long did it last for?
It was about an hour, I think, I was in there for, and he had lovely relaxing music in the background, and you know, his little room where I was so cosy, and it was just so calm, and he had lovely little positive quotes all over the wall, and it was just an hour for myself that, you know, because I've tried meditation at home, but it's never the same because you're in your own environment,
yeah.
And you know, you have your family members around you, and it was just an hour for myself, and it just took this like weight off my shoulder, and I had a strong tightness in my chest the last few weeks, and that just completely went. It was just it was very hard to explain, but it was almost, if I walked out, just like kind of, just this weight was gone.
Off your chest.
Yeah.
And did you find it easy to open up? Like, for someone who hasn't gone for counselling before, did you find it easy to, we're going to talk to Pat now in a few minutes, but did you find it easy enough to open up and talk? Because I know we can be a little bit hesitant and, oh, I'm not going to tell everything, I'm not going to say how I feel really, but did you find it easy enough to open up?
Yeah, well, Pat really is just so welcoming. And, you know, when I arrived, he was already at the front door, standing there waiting for me. And it was just, it wasn't kind of, you know, scary, because sometimes it can be scary when you're talking to someone that you don't know and you're in a place that you don't know. But just everything about it was so calm and welcoming. And it was really, really nice.
Great.
So,
you've gone for one session, is it?
No, two now.
And you're finding yourself coping better after
the
session?
Yeah, I think I'm just learning techniques, how to, you know, put the anxiety to one side, and just at the end of the day, you can't worry over things that aren't in your control. And that was my problem. I think I had like a control problem, and if something wasn't in my control, that's when I would panic and worry. And he just basically taught me to let that go, kind of live in the moment. And I think, you know, you'll have to go yourself to understand. It's really,
yeah,
weird. I was saying it to my boyfriend, it's very hard to explain how it makes you feel, but it is almost as if when you walk out, that kind of pressure and that kind of bubble that you're in of anxiety is almost just burst, and then you're kind of free almost. I know it sounds a bit weird, but that's, yeah, how I felt.
It's like a weight off your chest, as you said.
Yeah.
Sounds, yeah, I think we could all do with that at some stage in our life. Well, yeah. Susan, thanks for talking to us, and we will keep you updated as well, and we'll see how you go on. I know you probably I don't know how many sessions you haven't, you can discuss that with Pat, but we'll be talking to you again in a couple of weeks and you can let us know how you're getting on.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, thanks a million.
Okay,
thank you. Bye bye. And that was Susan, and I'm delighted to say we're joined with Pat in the studio now. Pat, Susan was talking about her experience, and for people who are living or who are listening in this morning who are thinking about, it's a stressful world sometimes. We all suffer at some stage with stress, anxiety, depression, and coming up to the month of May, I know we're in April now, next month is Mental Health Awareness Month, so we want to kind of get it out there for people to talk. It's good to talk, to open up to people, and sometimes they say it's easier to talk to a stranger than there is to a family member. So you offer counselling, a counselling service, and counselling now is recognised by doctors and, you know, hospitals.
It's only when people come, Debbie, and that oftentimes I'd say to him, how you're in stress and anxiety. Oh no, I'm not stressed. No, I don't have anxiety. And you talk to them then, and a kind of what I do is counselling, and kind of after the counselling session, it spends whatever time is needed counselling, and as well as that, I get them to lie down on the plinth and do deep relaxation. So it's whatever we were after talking about, that they have time in silence and in peace and calm for to let.
Yeah.
And a kind of, and I find it like, they find it that's great for them, and it's time for them. That it's just time for them that they can relax in an atmosphere that is calm and relaxing, and they feel easy to talk. And oftentimes people would come in and they would talk and they would kind of let everything go, and then they'd say, "Oh God, I didn't mean to tell you that." You know what I mean? It just flows out, where you make them feel at peace and at ease. And I emphasise to them, everything in here is confidential.
And is there different types of counselling?
There would be, like, because I trained in bereavement counselling, and I also did with Living Links. I did a course with Living Links on suicide. You know what I mean? And there's all, people specialise in different, what they feel it, that they are good at, or what's right for them, you know.
But it's all really talking, isn't it? Yeah. Talking therapy. Is that really what counselling is about? Your emotions.
Yeah, it's talking in an environment where people feel better with a stranger. It's not family, it's not friend. And kind of if you're loading off this anxiety and stress on a friend, eventually they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't want to, like, oh my God, here they are again, and it's all, you know, and family then, you don't know what it's going to bring up, and an awful lot of the counselling is around family issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Different things that are going on, I find that wills are unbelievable.
Mm.
You mean?
Yeah. Kind That's of when they
the
say.
Will is, yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's the will is around?
Well, yeah, exactly. And for people listening this morning, Pat, is counselling an instant cure?
No. Nothing is an instant cure.
Like, I'm listening to that, I want to go, I'll go for one session, I'll be cured.
No. Yeah, yeah. No, I always say to people, even on the phone, you know what I mean? I would get calls saying, oh my God, my friend was with you and I can't believe the difference in them and I want to book in for a session. And I'll always say to them, look, just because your friend felt great and what have you, doesn't mean it's going to happen for you. So, like, especially if I get someone, like, I would have them from Donegal to Cork, and if I get someone a long distance away and they're telling me about a friend that came and they're great and I want to go to you, I don't want them disappointed that they come and, oh my God, like, I didn't think it was like this, or I didn't feel like that coming out, you know? And I would feel more guilty about that than they would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So sometimes counsellors don't work. A particular counsellor mightn't work for a particular person.
It's,
you have
very
to find a person
much,
that you kind of click with, maybe.
It's
is it?
Very much the one-to-one situation.
Yeah.
The one-to-one. Like, I mean, and I'm like that myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I go in somewhere for a bag of chips and someone, I don't like them, or you know, that kind of energy comes across. But if you go in somewhere and it's someone, you will go. You will go, to find them.
Exactly, exactly. And does it work for everyone?
No.
No.
No. No, I continue to say that.
Yeah.
You mean, but the satisfaction is when you see like someone getting up off the plinth after the relaxation and they're saying, oh my God, I feel different. I can't explain how I feel, but it's different. It's like there's a weight gone off my shoulders.
Well, as Susan mentioned there, she said it was like a big weight had been lifted off. She felt her chest was tight for weeks.
Yeah.
And she mentioned she's a young baby as well. So, I mean, we all know a young mother, but it is quite stressful, but she felt like there was a knot in her chest.
Exactly. And then, there's a ball of energy. Yeah. Like there's a ball of energy. And like I work with the mind-body connection. Like if I get someone in with buried emotions from something that has happened in their childhood, maybe a difficult childhood for one reason or another, having lost a parent, bullying or something, there's a ball of energy in their stomach. And that's the mind-body connection.
Can that continue on? If you were bullied in school as a child, can you bring that into your adult life with you?
Yeah.
Because, I've known of someone who has had been bullied in school and now she's gone for help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing to do, didn't think it was anything to do with that from years ago, but it
buried emotion. Yeah, buried emotion.
So we're very good at that, aren't we, burying
emotions? She couldn't deal with it at the time and she didn't have an option. She was at home, you know what I mean? And kind of, there was no way out.
Yeah.
You know, so the only way she could deal with was to bury it. I'm okay, I'm all right. You mean nothing wrong with me? And then, over a period of time, or when people get older, it starts to raise its ugly head. You know what I mean? Because it's buried there, and unless they come out and talk about it and get it out, it will cause physical problems.
Yeah, and can you not just bury something and just leave it there, and it wouldn't cost you any hassle at all? Can something be buried for a lifetime and never?
It possibly could.
Yeah.
But the people I deal with is the ones that bury them, and that it does cause a problem.
Yeah, it has to come out, I suppose, as well in some way. For people who have never had counselling or gone for a counselling session, just explain, do you give advice or do you just let the person talk out how they're feeling?
No, I probably would be different to other counsellors in the sense that I'm freelance and I can say as I feel and kind of, and I believe I'm not doing my job unless I tell people exactly what I think.
Yeah.
Dealing with a different situation, it's not always good for me because I have the person's point of view, especially in relationship issues.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'll be straight out. And tell them exactly. Oftentimes it doesn't go down well, and kind of, and you'd know that, oh my God, like, I mean, but they need to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of, I'm not saying I'm always right, but I will give my point of view, you know, and kind of, and life has taught me.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And would you think, Pat, would you recommend people, every person, go for a counselling session once in their life?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I mean, people are very sceptical. Like, and I would find that people walk in the door and they look at you and they're very sceptical. Like, oh, I'm here. Like, nothing this fella can do for me.
Mm.
I absolutely, totally understand that. But it's all about getting them relaxed, you know?
Yeah.
And it's when they get up after the deep relaxation session that then they say, oh, my God, I didn't realise I was holding that.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the neck, the shoulders. The back area, your back supports your body, and if you feel you're not having support in your life, in work, in relationships, and you have back pain, and kind of that's the connection, the mind body connection, and that's what I deal with. It's the mind body connection to different, like buried emotions would be the stomach, you know.
Yeah, that's to say the stomach, the chest and the head, isn't it, where we kind of...
Absolutely. Yeah, the shoulders and neck particularly.
Yeah.
You'll see people like walking down the street and they're bent over.
Mm.
And like I say to myself, like, they're carrying the whole world on their shoulders. And when I see someone coming, and I have a policy of standing at the door to have the door open waiting for them, that they're not ringing looking for help, that they're not getting that feeling, oh my God, I'm ringing the door looking for help. Like, I have the door open to welcome them. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's a thing I do myself.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel it. And it's an experience that I've had going to places myself, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're going, you're standing at the door. Like, I mean, whereas if someone is standing at the door welcoming you in, you feel totally different going in.
You can't run away then, really.
This fella's all right.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Because sometimes it probably, if you get to a place and think, oh God, no, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I've had that.
Have you?
I've had a lady recently who has come to me and she says, I phoned you a year ago. and I came up to find where you were. And she says, I walked by twice, and she says, I couldn't go in.
Really?
And I was standing at the door. And, oh, and a year later, she comes in.
And so yeah. She came back.
Oh, she, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Came back. And she said, and I totally understand that. Like, yeah. That's why you make it easy for them. It's all about making it easy for someone that they feel, you know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, you know, you're going to a stranger.
Yeah, you're going to talk all your, how you're feeling, your emotions.
But that's not going to come out unless that they feel comfortable with you and that everything is confidential. No matter what it is, it's confidential.
Yeah.
You know everything. What I mean?
And you recognise, I mean, here, you're showing me this leaflet here by the family practice. So doctors will forward on patients to yourself because...
Well, those doctors do. The local doctors. And
the local doctors in Colchester, which is great because sometimes, as we know, trying to get an appointment with your GP can be very hard, very hard. And if you go in with a physical ailment, it's grand, you get your prescription. But if you go in just feeling a little bit probably, I just want to talk to somebody, they don't really have the time.
Don't have the time.
So that's why it's great they come forward people onto yourself that...
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like years ago, like kind of, you had to go back years ago, and the doctors and the priests were the people that if people had a problem, they would go to.
Mm.
And now there's not enough priests, like, and doctors don't have the time.
Yeah, and I don't think people have the priests as well. You know, they've had a bit of bad reputation.
Well, you don't know, like, kind
of. Look, there's good, bad everywhere. So,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like, and as I said, you have to give things a try as well. And
it's having the courage to pick up the phone and make the phone call. And if I see a number, like, I reply to it immediately.
Yeah.
Because I deal with suicide, and someone could be making that call and would want help immediately. And I have a policy of getting back straight away to them.
That's great.
You know what I mean? Because people will make the phone call. Oh, no, I did it and he wasn't there. And that's it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm out of it now. I made the phone call.
There's nothing worse, I would think, if you're feeling at your wit's end and you ring a helpline and you get this answer machine. It must be terrible, like, because then this is the number you're supposed to be ringing and there's no one there to talk to you. So and it's great to have a voice at the end of the phone.
And counselling and suicide and all that are 24/7. They're not 9 to 5 Monday to Friday.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Right there, yeah. You know? And they're the times that people need the help.
Yeah.
They're the times that they need to phone someone or call someone. And I would talk to someone on the phone and they would say, oh God, I felt better after talking to you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it's just that. So sharing your problem with someone.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they'll say to me, oh my God, my problem is only this, that or the other, like with all the things in the world. If it's a problem for you, it's a problem for you.
And I had a girl actually in, I was talking to her yesterday, and she was saying she's doing a lot of work for the Green Ribbon Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And she says the biggest fear among people who suffer with mental health is the weekend.
Oh, yes. Terrible.
Because
absolutely. Three times this week I've heard that. I oh my God, Pat, are you available over the Easter weekend? I hate the weekends.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate the weekends. Yeah. Oh, that is so true.
It's terrible, isn't it, in this day and age of 2019 that there isn't phone numbers of people available there to help people who are struggling at weekends. Like, and even that thing of having to go to your accident emergency, we've spoke about this as well before on Lifeline, in the general hospitals, for someone who's suffering with mental health to have to sit in an accident emergency, it's not the place for them.
Yeah, I had a girl who rang me last week and... she rang me after spending 8 hours in A&E and kind of, and still wasn't seen, that she had to have this, that or the other to talk about.
Terrible.
Absolutely. And someone in the hospital or as a patient or something said, why don't you ring Pat Kelly?
And you got to help.
Yeah, absolutely. She came down. She couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. She's been in 3 times since.
Brilliant. Great. Pat, I said we will be updating and listen to Susan today. She sounds a lot better in herself.
She
can take on the world when she came home and things aren't getting to her. And that's what we also, if those little things get to us, little things that probably aren't even that important, that just, you know, really stresses us out. And just like the house being dirty, it's not important.
Yeah.
It can be done tomorrow.
And what I do, like kind of, and Susan will tell you, like I would send a text thinking of you today, hope you're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, sending you healing. And that, I get huge feedback from that.
Yeah.
You know, someone comes into my mind and they open the phone and say, oh my God, he's thinking of me. You know,
yeah.
That makes a huge
difference.
Well, they
know they have your number. I suppose
support.
It's like a safety net that they can ring it and support. Yeah.
And I'd emphasise that to them.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, like support. Like my passion is seeing someone get better. You see someone coming in, getting out of the car, and the head is down, looking at their toes. And after a number of sessions, then you see them, like the head up, the shoulders
confidence
back, and
in themselves,
confidence
yeah.
coming back, confidence mm-hmm. in themselves.
Great.
You know, everyone is unique.
Yeah,
and a unique talent, and unique, and but it's motivating them for to see that talent and that kind of. What they have is special.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, just give out a number there if anyone's listening, they want to ring you up to make an appointment.
Yeah, my website is patkellyhealinghands.com and the phone number is 086-402-9909.
Great.
Okay. Available all the time.
Great, Pat. Thanks a million for talking to us today.
Debbie, a pleasure.
We'll
Thanks a million.
We'll be talking again soon. Thank you.